Our gospel today is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, beginning with verse 38. Glory to you, Lord. As Jesus was teaching, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like walking around in long robes and being greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and who like to have the best seats in the synagogue and the places of honor at the banquets. They devour widows' houses. For the sake of appearance, say long prayers." Then he sat opposite the treasury and began watching the crowd putting money in the treasury. Many rich people came and put in large sums. A poor widow came and put two small copper coins worth about a penny. Then he called the disciples and said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who contribute. For they gave and contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, gave everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. And I invite the children to head out with Frida, who's going to be providing word for children this morning. Yeah, if you'll just follow her out, they're going to be right out there in the comfy chairs. They're going to hear today's gospel in their words and also a story that goes along with it. Grace and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I have a confession to make, and I think I've made this confession before. I enjoy reality shows. I'm not going to talk about Man Tracker, okay? This morning I want to just acknowledge how I enjoy watching kind of the talent shows. America's Got Talent, and So You Think You Can Dance, American Idol, The Voice, and The X Factor. And in particular, The X Factor I find kind of interesting. It's like most of them, they have all these contestants come and perform, and they have judges. And the judges, I mean, each show kind of has its little different take. America's Got Talent is about kind of these really interesting and diverse kind of acts. American Idol is really primarily about singing. The Voice is about singing also. But it seems like the inquiry that the coaches are in, or the judges are into, who are also the coaches, are how can we make this person better? Is there something we can do to make them extraordinary? On the X Factor, they're looking for the contestants who have the X Factor. It's like whatever that it is that makes somebody really extraordinary as a performer and singer. That factor, that quality that just seems to set people apart from the others. And so they're sitting back, kind of watching and listening to the contestants, trying to figure out if they have the X factor. In today's gospel, Jesus is kind of sitting back and watching also. You might say, he's looking for the X factor, only instead of the X factor, it's more like the cross factor. He's sitting back, and first of all, this is in chapter 12, and so it's pretty far into the gospel, and he's already made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and he's been several days in the temple looking around. Of course, he upset the tables. Kind of clearly the money changers and folks like that didn't have the X factor, according to Jesus. But he's also come back and he's been debating with the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians, all these religious people. And so he begins today by making an observation about the scribes. He says, the ones that are that really love the long robes, who like getting the attention, who are in it for the respect of people that meet them just out and about, who are after the best places and seats of honor, they don't have it. In fact, be wary of those people. Be wary of those who seem to have it all together, who seem to be doing all things, who seem to be very holy and religious, because if their heart is not focused on God, then they don't have it. Instead, he's sitting there watching what's going on. He sees a bunch of rich people putting money into the treasury. And I'm sure he's telling himself it's a good thing for them to be giving a lot of money. But he says they don't really have it either. Or not as much as a poor widow. A poor widow who puts in, it says, 2 copper coins worth about a penny. Even now, 2 copper coins are worth less than a penny, aren't they? What is it that has him point to her and say, she has it? I find it so interesting because I look throughout the gospel with the inquiry as far as how often does Jesus sit back and say, be like them, be like her, be like him. So I was looking through, and I could be wrong because I didn't reread the whole gospel. But I was kind of looking at the stories, and the only other place that I found Jesus doing this was when he was teaching and there were folks gathered around and there were children trying to come. And the disciples initially were saying, no, you know, you can't come. He said, bring the children here. He said, if you want to enter the kingdom of God, you need to be like these children. And the only other place is when he points at the poor widow. Again, almost at the end of the gospel, and says, she, be like her. She's contributed more than anybody else. And so out of all the people that Jesus encounters, the farmers, the fishermen, the disciples, the scribes, the Pharisees, the soldiers, everybody, he points to children and a poor widow. Now, if you know what society was like back then, there are very clear levels. At the top of the heap were the Roman citizens, and if you were even higher up in the government than that, you were really at the top. You had all the power, the prestige, you had everything. And then you start working down in Roman society to the ordinary citizen, then the folks who weren't citizens but who were free, and then the slaves, and then finally you get to the children. The children were down there with the slaves. And so Jesus points to the children who have nothing but have a purity of heart and an ability to trust the people around them and says, you need to be like them to be in the kingdom of God. Then also the widow. I noticed I was talking about men, wasn't I? Women were barely human. They were treated as property. But as long as you had children and you had a husband, you had a way to make it in the world. If you didn't have those, and you were a widow without children, you were on your own because you had no worth in society's eyes to anybody else. And yet Jesus points to her, whom everybody else ignores, discounts, who doesn't pay attention to, and says, she is the one to be like. What did she have that the others didn't? What she had was a pure heart. In spite of being poor and at the bottom of the heap and not having a husband and mourning, she still had a trust in God that allowed her and gave her the faith and willingness to give all that she had to God. Because in spite of her present circumstances, she gave thanks to God. She looked to God for her life. She loved God. And I suspect that at every opportunity, she would help other people that were in need. If there's anything she could do, she would do that. This ability to continue to love God and to love others, to trust God and to trust others, and to not have it just be a head thing, but have it translate to expressions, to actions that showed that faith. She had it. She had purity of heart and an integrity to her life. It had God, in the form of Jesus, lift her up and say, be like her. On this Sunday before Remembrance Day, it's appropriate to think about those who have served our country. Some of them are well-known heroes. They went out in a blaze of glory, being able to make a huge difference. But so many of those other crosses died in obscurity, or the people whom those crosses represent died in obscurity. They simply serving their country because of love of family, because of love of friends, because of love of their fellow citizens. They went off in order to fight against those who would do harm and be about evil in the world. It is important to lift up not just the heroes that are glorified in song, but also these, as they say, unsung heroes, the people who just did what they had to serve their country and ended up giving their lives. On Remembrance Day, we pay attention to those that sometimes it's easy to forget. Of course, they're not the only servants of our country. They're not the only ones whose purity of heart and willingness to translate it into their lives is made real. Teachers, nurses, all those that are giving of their lives to help others, they're also servants. It's a servant's heart that is it for Jesus. That is the X or the cross factor, because we follow one who was servant of all, and he indeed gave his life so that we might have life. Purity of heart, integrity, love of God, love of neighbor. In Jesus' eyes, in God's eyes, this is it. I've been toying with the idea that, you know, if Jesus were sitting on the panel of judges in the X Factor, who would he choose? And so in that inquiry, I kind of noticed, who am I drawn to in these competitions? And or even kind of, what do the judges point out? And what I've noticed is that there are some singers that have extraordinary ability and a beautiful voice. And yet, some of them don't make it through. The ones that have the highest range and the most wonderful sound, very often what the judges will say is, technically, you're the best singer here. But it doesn't seem like you mean the words. You're not connecting. And then sometimes you'll get somebody on there whose voice, it just isn't as pure. It isn't as good. Sometimes their notes crack. But there's an integrity to their singing that just is undeniable. They have credibility. They have authenticity. And over those are the people then that advance. Now, if their singing isn't good enough, eventually they go out. But if their singing is good, that extra thing that they seem to have is authenticity, credibility. They believe what they're singing. And so if Jesus were sitting on the panel, I know he would notice that. He would notice those people who, in essence, the ones that love to sing, who have a story to tell, and who sing from their heart. And he would notice those, and he would be drawn to those to affirm them and to lift them up. But when it came down to say, okay, who is it that has the X factor? He would get up, and he would go back around behind what everybody else sees. And he would find that person who probably is paid the least of all the people involved in the show, with somebody that is there because they love what they're doing. They look forward to the opportunity to serve. They go out of their way to notice people who are struggling, who are down on themselves, who are having a hard time, and they find a word or something they can do to lift them up. This behind the scenes, just selfless serving. Jesus would find that person and bring them up. Somebody who nobody sees, who nobody says, this is somebody to emulate. He would say, be like this. Be a servant. Let your faith, let your love come from your heart, and let it drive your actions in the world. For Jesus was watching the people putting money into the treasury, the crowd that was doing that. And many rich people came in and put in large sums. But a poor widow came and put in 2 copper coins, less than a penny. And Jesus said, this poor widow has put in more than everyone that's contributed to the treasury. For she gave out of her poverty and gave everything that she had. She gave it her all.